Radio.
Meditations by Father John Vlada.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. And Lord, once again we come to pray, and we ask for grace to make this time of prayer fruitful, that you speak to us, that we listen to you, that we talk with you. You have something to tell us. And we invoked at the end of our introductory prayer, Saint Joseph and Our Lady. And we go now at the beginning of our prayer on finding you in ordinary life, to that ordinary life of the Holy Family in Nazareth. And Saint Luke, recording how after they found you in the temple when you were 12, you went back with them, and he summarizes the next 18 years in the very simple words, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. The next 18 years as the 12 before them, that very ordinary life of the Holy Family in Nazareth. What was Mary doing? Day after day, housework. Without running water, undoubtedly. Going to the well or the stream to fetch water in an earthenware pot. Going to wash the clothes at the stream, rubbing them against a board or a stone, laying them on the grass so that they would get bleached by the chlorophyll. Day after day, the same things, but in the presence of God, aware of God's loving providence in the Old Testament, and Lord, of your presence in the home. Whenever she talked with you, she was talking with God. She was praying. Saint Joseph, working in his shop of a craftsman, and you undoubtedly working with him. What did Saint Joseph do every day? The same things, making whatever needed to be made, repairing things, talking with you. Very ordinary life. And here we have those great saints of Our Lady, the Queen of all saints, above even the angels in heaven. And her life was so very ordinary. And yet, Lord, you were in her life. God was in her life, and Saint Joseph the same. This is our life too. Whatever each one of us does, and we know what we do on a daily basis. And Lord, help us to find you there, that you are the model. You too lived a very ordinary life. Those 30 years in the house of Nazareth, working with Joseph, talking with him, talking with Mary, perhaps playing with other boys in the town, doing the same things day after day. But in the presence of God, because you are God, and you were in the presence of the Father. And Lord, help us, no matter where we are, to find you. You are there. And we think of that story that Saint Jose Maria told of a truck driver somewhere in Europe driving along, seeing a hitchhiker beside the road with his small bag, pulling over, the hitchhiker asking him, "Is there anyone else in the cabin? Can I get in?" The truck driver hesitating for a moment and saying, "Well, no, there's no one here. Get in." And they're driving down the road, and the hitchhiker asks, "Why was it that before when I asked you if there was anyone else here, you hesitated? There is no one else here." And then the truck driver explained that when he drives, He always thinks that Jesus is sitting there beside him. And that was why he hesitated. And he proceeded to speak about how he found God in driving his truck. Until finally the hitchhiker said, "Stop, I want to get out." "But why?" "Because I'm the parish priest of that town back there where you picked me up. I was running away, and I want to go back." And Lord, it was the interior life, the sanctification of that ordinary work of driving a truck that saved the priestly vocation of that good priest. Do I find you in my driving, in my work, in the home, in the office, in the farm, in the fields, wherever I am, in my relaxation, in my family life? Do I find you? St. John Paul II spoke of this in a homily at Flemington Racecourse in Melbourne. And in that very secular setting of a racecourse, he was speaking about finding God in our ordinary life too. And he said, "The common priesthood of the faithful, in which all Christians share by reason of their baptismal consecration, enables the faithful to offer all their activity to God as a spiritual sacrifice in union with the Eucharistic sacrifice of Christ and His Church." And Lord, help us to do that, to offer all our activity to You as a spiritual sacrifice. This is the little sacrifice that we can offer up, whatever we are doing each day, in union with Your Eucharistic sacrifice, which is Your sacrifice on Calvary, made present on the altar. And so our work acquires that new value. And then Pope John Paul II goes on, "Life with all its possibilities and responsibilities, with its joys and its sorrows, its hopes and its pains, becomes like a temple in which God is adored and His will fulfilled." Life, all of life. Yes, in the good times, but also in the bad, with its joys and its sorrows, he said, its hopes, its pains, becomes like a temple in which God is adored and His will fulfilled. The laity in particular are called to bring the message and spirit of the gospel into the everyday world of the family, work, and leisure. To bring the message of the gospel, to bring you into our everyday world of our family life, our work, our leisure. To find you everywhere. And we go to St. Josemaria, who really opened up the divine pathways of the earth, showing us that we find you not only in church, not only in our prayer, not only in the tabernacle and in Mass and in the rosary. We find you in ordinary life too. And for that reason, Pope John Paul II, in the decree for the canonization of St. Josemaria, said, "His life and his message have taught an immense multitude of the faithful, especially lay people who work in the most varied jobs, to turn the most humdrum work into prayer, service to their neighbor, and a path to holiness. He can rightly be called the patron saint of ordinary life." And then in another homily, after the canonization, he said, "He is the saint of the ordinary." And we are living ordinary lives. Lord, help us to go to the patron saint of ordinary life and ask St. Josemaria, "Help me to find God in my ordinary work." And we read something that St. Josemaria wrote in a letter in 1930. He wrote there, "We have come to say, with the humility of one who knows himself to be a sinner and of little worth, 'I am a sinful man,' we say with Peter. But with the faith of one who allows himself to be led by the hand of God, that sanctity is not something for the privileged few, that God is calling all of us, that from all of us he expects love, from all no matter where they are, from all no matter what their state, their profession or their job, because that normal, ordinary, hidden life can be a means of sanctity. That we are all called to holiness, but where we are in this ordinary life. And then, as we say, and he said it so often, the divine pathways of the earth have been opened up. Lord, we find you. We find you in everything that we are doing. You are there. And we go to a homily that St. Jose Maria gave in an open-air mass on the campus of the University of Navarre in 1967. It was a beautiful, sunny day. There were some 30,000 people at that mass. The setting was the university campus and behind the altar, the university library. And he commented on that setting to show us that this secular world, this world of a university, is the place where we find God. Commenting on that setting, he said, "Surely this confirms in your minds, in a tangible and unforgettable way, the fact that everyday life is the true setting for your lives as Christians. Your ordinary contact with God takes place where your fellow men, your yearnings, your work, and your affections are. There, you have your daily encounter with Christ. It is in the midst of the most material things of the earth that we must sanctify ourselves, serving God and all mankind. Your ordinary contact with God takes place where your fellow men, your yearnings, your work, and your affections are." Lord, there we find you in those other people, in the work itself. You are everywhere. There we have our daily encounter with you. He went on, "You must understand now more clearly that God is calling you to serve him in and from the ordinary, material, and secular activities of human life. He waits for us every day in the laboratory, in the operating theater, in the army barracks, in the university chair, in the factory, in the workshop, in the fields, in the home, and in all the immense panorama of work. Understand this well. There is something holy, something divine hidden in the most ordinary situations, and it is up to each one of you to discover it." And what a challenge, what an opening of a horizon. There is something holy, something divine, God himself, hidden in my kitchen, in my office, in my workshop, in my car, in my leisure, wherever I am. Something holy, something divine. You yourself, Lord, hidden there, and it is up to me to discover you. And I always think of those Easter egg hunts we had when we were little children. They would hide brightly colored hard-boiled eggs in the bushes, in the long grass, under the trees. And then they would let us loose and we would race into that park and look for the hidden Easter eggs, and we would always come back with a few. And this is what life is like. Those hidden eggs are you. And you are waiting for us there, but we have to go and look for you. We have to discover you. And St. Jose Maria went on in that homily, "I often said to the university students and workers who were with me in the 30s that they had to know how to materialize their spiritual life. I wanted to keep them from the temptation, so common then and now, of living a kind of double life. On one side, an interior life, a life of relation with God, and on the other, a separate and distinct professional, social, and family life full of small earthly realities. The two lives, the life of union with you, that is prayer, that is the church, that is our spiritual reading, and then the material life of ordinary activities." And he went on, "No, We cannot lead a double life. We cannot be like schizophrenics if we want to be Christians. There is just one life made of flesh and spirit, and it is this life which has to become in both soul and body holy and filled with God. We discover the invisible God in the most visible and material things. There is no other way. Either we learn to find our Lord in ordinary everyday life, or else we shall never find him. And Lord, help us to look for you in our ordinary life. And how can we do this? We do it in the first place by our morning offering. When we get out of bed, and let's get out of bed on time, and we kneel down on the floor and we say our morning offering, we are offering to you everything we do this day. Our prayers, our works, our joys, our sufferings, our relaxation, our travel, our family life, everything offered to you. And then we are finding you in that work. We are doing it for you, for your glory. And then as we begin the various tasks of the day, we can ask ourselves first, Lord, is this what you want me to do? Because we can be doing often not your will, but our will, what we feel like, what comes easy, the enjoyable. And perhaps there is that nagging conscience telling us, you really shouldn't be doing this. You should be doing that other job, whatever it may be. We cannot be sanctifying our work. We cannot be finding you if we're not doing your will. And so the first thought, and it doesn't have to be all the time, because most of the time we are doing your will. But if there is any doubt, let us ask you, is this what you want me to be doing? And then assured that it is, or doing what you indeed did want us to do, we can then ask your help. Lord, help me in this spiritual reading, in this washing of the dishes, in this starting that assignment for a student, or doing this job at work for the rest of us. Whatever that may be, Lord, help me. And then, too, we might consider offering it up for a particular intention. We have so many intentions, so many family members with special needs, so many friends. The situation in our country, the situation in the world, praying for the Holy Father, for our bishop, our priest, so many intentions. And as we begin that job, we can say, Lord, I'm going to offer this up for the Holy Father. I'm going to offer it up for my husband, for my wife, for my child, for my friend. And then we will work harder because we're offering it for them, and they will get more benefit if we do that job better. How helpful that is, that we have intentions for all of our work. Years ago, a good friend of mine died, and he was a very fine man trying to sanctify his ordinary life. And his wife gave me his notebook, and I found in that notebook a series of pages on which he had written the names of the days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and under each day a series of names. And it was clear that one day was the members of his family. Another day it was his friends. Another day it was the church. And he would be offering up whatever he did that day for those intentions. And that was a revelation for me, and I've tried to live that ever since. It's always a struggle. But Lord, we start this way. You give us an idea like that to offer up each job, each hour of the day for a particular intention. And then we will sanctify what we are doing. And then, having offered it up, we try to do it as well as we can. This is for you, for your glory. And we read in the Old Testament, you shall not offer God anything faulty, for it would not be worthy of him. And Lord, you even say that in the Old Testament, that when we offer a lamb, it must be a one-year-old lamb without blemish. You don't want something faulty. You want what is the best. We apply that spirit to all of our activities, to do them well, for your glory, for your love. And the very effort to do it well is very sanctifying for us, and we discover you there. St. José María, when he was living in Burgos after escaping from Madrid during the Spanish Civil War, would take the students up inside the spires of that magnificent Gothic cathedral and show them the tracery stonework, how well it was finished, and no one would see it from ground level. And he commented to those young people, if these workers were alive today, they could be in Opus Dei. They knew how to work well for God. And Lord, when nobody is watching me, how do I work? How do I act? Do I do it always aware that you are present, that you see me and I'm doing this for you? The very effort to work well is very sanctifying, and we find you in that. To do it with love. We might not like what we are doing. We all have jobs that we don't like, or we don't particularly like, but we can do everything with love. Lord, you didn't like carrying the cross either, and you didn't like dying on it, and you were suffering, but you were offering that up for love of us, for our redemption, for the redemption of each individual that would ever live on earth, because you want all to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. You didn't like what you were doing, but you did it for love. And Lord, help me to do that, especially those jobs that I don't like. We can always put love into things. And mothers do that with their children. They don't like getting up in the middle of the night to feed the baby. They don't like changing nappies. But for love of that child, they will do it. And what will we not do for love of you? And St. José María, in that same homily, said, I assure you, my children, that when a Christian carries out with love the most insignificant everyday action, that action overflows with the transcendence of God. The most ordinary things, washing the dishes, changing the nappies, doing the gardening, relaxing in front of the television set, with our family, reading a book, engaging in some sport, doing that with love, doing it in the presence of God, and that action overflows with the transcendence of God. And St. José María went on, that is why I have told you repeatedly and hammered away once and again on the idea that the Christian vocation consists in making heroic verse out of the prose of each day. And our life is very much prose, very ordinary. But we make heroic verse out of it by doing it with love, by doing it in your presence, by doing it for you. And he went on, heaven and earth seem to merge, my children, on the horizon, but where they really meet is in your hearts, when you sanctify your everyday lives. Then heaven meets earth. Heaven comes down. God comes down. We are in your presence here on earth when we sanctify our everyday lives. And he went on to speak about sanctifying our life as it is, not in some ideal world which is not the reality. He said, I have just said, sanctify your everyday lives. And with these words, I refer to the whole program of your task as Christians. Stop dreaming. Leave behind false idealisms, fantasies, and what I usually call mystical wishful thinking. If only I hadn't married. If only I hadn't this profession. If only I were healthier. If only I were young. If only I were old. Instead, turn seriously to the most material and immediate reality, which is where our Lord is, Look at my hands and my feet, said the risen Jesus. Be assured that it is myself. Touch me and see. A spirit has not flesh and bones, as you see that I have. We find you, flesh and blood, in our ordinary work, and in that life that God has given us. Yes, with its sickness. Yes, with its problems. Not waiting for some better time, when I'm older, when things settle down. Now, here, we might not have that other life. We might not live that long. What a horizon opens up when we live our life this way. And how helpful it is, too, to have some human reminders of your presence. Perhaps it's the telephone. Whenever it rings, we can think, Lord, you are on the other end of that line, in the person who is calling. Or opening and closing doors, to do it gently. Say some aspiration while we do it. Going up and down the stairs. Perhaps praying as we do that. The prayer of St. John the Baptist. He must increase. I must decrease. It is, Christ must increase in me. I must decrease. Perhaps it's the doorbell if it rings from time to time. Perhaps a clock that chimes. We can have a screensaver on our computer that when we haven't worked on it for a few minutes, that aspiration comes up or that image of our Lord or our Lady. It's up to each one of us to discover those human reminders that can help us. And then God comes into our ordinary life in a real way. And help us, Lord, to talk with you as we do this job. Lord, help me. Lord, thank you. I'm sorry. I've been working here for 2 or 3 hours. I haven't thought of you once. I'm sorry, but help me now to remember you more often. And thank you for all the good things you've given me. To talk with you, you are there. And perhaps we can have a crucifix, an image of Our Lady, a picture of our family, on our desk, on our workbench, in our workplace, whatever it may be, images in our car, so that no matter where we go, we're reminded of you. And then it is a different life for us. And St. Jose Maria describes a scene that summarizes all of this sanctification of ordinary life. He writes in his book, Furrow, in number 498, you are writing to me in the kitchen by the stove. It is early afternoon. It is cold. By your side, your younger sister, the last one to discover the divine folly of living her Christian vocation to the full, is peeling potatoes. To all appearances, you think, her work is the same as before. And yet, what a difference there is. It is true. Before, she only peeled potatoes. Now, she is sanctifying herself, peeling potatoes, having prayed, having offered it up, doing it well, perhaps praying for different people while she does that. And what a different world that is. The divine pathways of the earth have been opened up, and we thank you for that. But Lord, help us to struggle and to begin and begin again, to live this spirit better, to find you more, to do things better, that we discover you everywhere we are. And we ask Our Lady and Saint Joseph, you spent your whole lives doing ordinary work, but in the presence of God, sanctifying yourselves. And Mary, you are the greatest saint. You are the queen of all saints, even above the angels in heaven. And you did such ordinary work, but you sanctified it. Help me to do the same. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this time of prayer. I ask your assistance in putting them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
For more from Father Flada, visit fatherfladablog.com. And for more talks, interviews, and shows, visit cradio.org.au.